it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Than we thought. We've had a few little issues that we've dealt with, but well done to the tech team. We are flying now. Welcome to a new week. Monday morning, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy right here on the home of sport, SEN. And if you're listening on 1170, we'd love to hear from you on the Great Southern Bank open line, wherever you are today, whether you're listening on the app, anywhere in the world, either give a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170, or hop on the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736. There was actually the reason why we did that at the opener, because we're talking about kickoffs. You know, we're going to rejig kickoffs. So we sort of, this was a little ironic. We changed our little kickoff on the program. Matty Russell in the co-host chair today, because we've still got Greg Alexander swanning around Japan. He's in Hiroshima or somewhere today, I'm not sure, but there he is. Matty Russell, we talk buses on this program. There's a few buses that have lost wheels, it would seem, after the weekend. One of them is Tottenham. Not completely, but last night, oh, I just kept explaining to young Harry Voss. I said, this is so big. Have you looked at Tottenham's draw? Yes, I have. I said, got to get a point out of this tonight. If win would be fantastic. Well, 3-0 half-time, and I've gone, oh, boy. Let's go to bed. That's it. It didn't last. Anyway, they got 2 second-half goals, but no, top four now looks beyond Ange's Spurs. Good morning to you, Matty.
Good morning, Andrew. Great to be here. I'm looking forward to a full week with you. I know that you are presiding over a great show, and we don't even come on air yet, and the texts are flowing in on the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736. I'm looking forward to getting through them this morning. You're right, the Gunners, 3-0. It was after less than 40 minutes the game was done. Tottenham rallied late to tease their fans, but the game was done. And when it comes to rugby league, Andrew, the Sharks finish a third round in a row on top of the table. And not hard to work out why Craig Fitzgibbon's men are going so well. When you look at simple attack and defence numbers, the Sharks scoring more than 28 points per game, first in the league, conceding just 14 points per game, best in the league. So your best attacking and defensive team through eight rounds on top of the table.
I've got breaking news, though, the big news. The big news when you look at the ladder, and we'll do that for Bailey Ladders a little later on, completely, but look who's eighth. Look who's eighth. Team that wears blue and white.
The Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. Who let the dogs out?
Yes.
Bulldogs fans, you're in the eight.
That's great.
I know you had the bye. I know you had the bye. But the ladder has the Bulldogs eighth. They're in the eight.
Teams that have spent a long time down the ladder with big supporter bases, you've got to celebrate that. And it's
Bulldogs
great
fans,
for the
get
game.
Get on the line now. Get on the line now. I want to hear them on the phone line. 1300 01 1170. Sing Who Let the Dogs Out. Just gloat. Just be happy. You know, you got to go with these things. You know, it mightn't last. Maybe it will. But I'm backing them next week, aren't you, to beat the Tigers?
Absolutely.
They'll stay in the
stadium,
as of
Sydney.
Next week, won't they?
Yeah.
They'll be favourites against the Tigers at a core.
What sort of crowd do we get?
Two
Western Sydney teams, Bulldogs, Tigers.
40,000.
And the Tigers have been selling out Campbelltown. We'll get to their home ground and have a discussion regarding that later on. But that should be a big crowd. It's Saturday. It's 3 p.m. Unfortunately, the forecast, Andrew, and we'll get to the forecast. It's going to be a little wet next weekend.
Oh, Matty, that's
long
a
range.
Did you have to get off this early with your long range weather forecast? Stick it up your...
But you know what? I'll give you a positive here. I'll give you a positive. When I watched the weather forecast last night, there was anything between 0 to 50 mils next Saturday. So a very wide parameter.
What's going on with your life? On a Sunday night, you're studying weather charts for 7 days in advance.
I wanted to know what it was going to be like for the footy next weekend.
It must have been. Matt Russell's had a big night on the Les Kiss. I think he's just seriously looking at weather charts for next Saturday. Come on.
Tottenham.
No,
that's the problem.
Exactly. Well, I only got to half time and just said that's it. I bailed. Now, the buses. Let's talk about the buses. I tell you one bus that's gone good. I know we're going to jump around a little bit, but A-League 7 for Sydney FC. 7 against Perth Glory. Put 7 away. Jay Lolly got a couple. So we're well and truly invested with Sydney FC, but all the Sydney clubs back in the top six, so that's good news. The rugby league buses that you've got to say, what is going on? Obviously, we reviewed Anzac Day last Friday morning, but, you know, encapsulating the whole round, Dragons, that was a setback. Rabbitohs, massive problems. Parramatta, again, led half-time. Last week, it was 40 against the Dolphins. This week, they concede 26 against Manly. Where's that bus headed? The Tigers' attack was, oh boy, I was out at Campbelltown. The joint was buzzing, Matty.
Wasn't it?
The joint was buzzing.
So, Andrew, it was so
good.
Their
attack was pedestrian.
I was sitting sideline with Lara and Tony Chalmers working with Fox League, and the atmosphere there, and I just, there was such a, anticipation is the word to use, before kickoff. And I felt sorry for all the fans who turned up to Campbelltown Sports Stadium that their team only scored the 10 points. We might talk about whether they should have finished with a few more points, courtesy RP Coruscant later on. But, yeah. Mm. But marvel at Brisbane's attack. Try scored by Jock Madden, where he peeled around, ran off the edge forward. You could see it coming. It was just executed magnificently. Brendan Piakura hitting the line, dragging the defence in.
Terrific
off
back
he
row.
Went to Jock Madden. And that was just, to me, I said, wow, Brisbane,
all
look
right.
at them.
So the Tigers bus is worried. Tigers fans are starting to perhaps fear a wooden spoon, like based on that attack. So, but against a very good Broncos side, there's worries there, but there's teams below them on the ladder, but there's only two, fact of the matter. And now the Canberra Raiders, it's more than just Jamal Fogarty there. I mean, that was a big day. Home game, Ricky's milestone game, 40-0. Canberra. I would be worried if I'm a Raiders fan this morning. They run into Manly this Friday night. What's your weather forecast there? Manly Friday night. Manly could... If the Sharks put 40 on Canberra and Manly click, although there's doubts about Daly Cherry-Evans, we can talk about that later on with the... But if, the you know, Tommy has a big night, then 40 might be the least of their worries. It might be 50.
Look, deep down, Ricky, I'm sure, would have felt that at stages this season, opponents were going to put big scores on his team. You've got a teenage 5'8", you've got a teenage fullback, average age of the back line, about 21 years of age. That doesn't excuse them for yesterday, but I'm sure that Ricky would admit he expected to have some tough bumps along the way this season. Yesterday, Vossie, the way that the Sharks rolled upfield, it was like they were playing game one, freshened up, you know, no bumps or bruises, nothing to see here. And the Raiders were at the end of a 27-round slog. It was just such a gulf physically because possession with the Sharks, ball in play for so long, the Raiders were gassed in the first half.
Yeah. Have you seen all the rugby league postmortems this morning? And we'll unpack some of the bigger issues and controversies and the good performances. I'm going to throw one at you. I'm going to throw it for you now to respond to. Followed rugby league all my life. And I had to think about this after Saturday night, and I think Reece Walsh is the biggest thing the game's ever had.
Ever had.
I have never seen kids' reaction. I know when Benji was at his peak and they want to do flick passes, I've never seen so many young girls at football matches, young boys. My own son Harry wandered along. Who did Harry want to get a photo with? Reece Walsh. He doesn't follow the Broncos. But wants Reece Walsh. I spoke to my producer, Lee. Same deal. His daughters. Reece Walsh. Don't follow the Broncos. But now take an interest in the game because of Reece Walsh. Now, one's the looks. One's the way he plays the game. One's the way he scores a try, salutes, flamboyant jumps and all that. He's got the lot, Reece Walsh. I'm saying and it mightn't go to older heads. Reece Walsh is the most popular player in the game I think I have ever come across in my time. He is so big for the game right now. You can shoot me down or you can hop on the bus. Tell me your kids. Are they Reece Walsh fans? Let me know. Let us know here.
My instant reaction is recency bias. There's got to have been more popular players since 1908 in Australia. Undoubtedly, Reece Walsh is immensely popular and deserves to be so. And you know you're in trouble as an opposition club when the West Tigers ball boys are having photos with Reece Walsh after full time.
I'll throw one in.
Cooper
was
Clemmer.
A supermodel, wasn't he? ET was a supermodel. ET didn't get this sort of attention that Reece Walsh does. From all supporters, all young supporters, I reckon Reece Walsh added 5,000 to the crowd the other night. All those that came along, their soul, you know, for little kids in the southwest of Sydney to be making Reece Walsh signs, and there were plenty of them. I haven't experienced that before. I haven't, for an away player, and kids in the southwestern Sydney are turning up, and they've got together and they've worked hard on you know, Friday and Saturday. I'm going to get a sign for Reece, and I'm taking along to the footy.
What about
and
Billy Slater?
Parents are obliged to take him along.
Billy Slater.
Billy never had this. No way did Billy have this.
And back through the generations, the likes of Phil Blake and...
No way.
Michael Bolt.
No way.
Michael Bolt.
Michael Bolt, well, there's a good one. That's a good one. Now, it's funny you should say that. You know you get alerts on your phone?
Yep.
And if you've got Snapchat, and I don't use Snapchat at all, but I am logged on, over the weekend up came a little alert up the top, Michael Bolt is now on Snapchat. And I thought, I wish I'd have got a screenshot of that because that's very rugby league, isn't it?
Fantastic.
You know you're a rugby league fan when that comes up. Michael Bolt is on Snapchat.
The first stealer onto a football ground.
Well, who's the most popular player? Let's go for current. Who's the most popular player in the game right now? Let's do a snap poll. Then we'll go back to the decade, and then we'll work our way all the way through. But I'm talking kids' adulation. I'm not talking about old blokes. I'm talking kids' adulation. Reece Walsh is the biggest thing in the game that I have ever witnessed.
Yeah, well, last week on NRL Tonight, Steve Blocker-Roach is unveiling his New South Wales and Queensland origin teams. We were going to do the front rowers last week, but once Reece Walsh scored two blinding tries, our producer said, no, let's go with Reece, the fullbacks. That way we can play the two tries from Reece Walsh. Guess what? He scored two more this week. So we're going to have to move on. I suspect he'll give us tries most weeks in the lead up to that Origin series. He is a blinding talent. Have we got to the bottom of what was the problem at the end of the end of the game? Was he like Brandy? Did he sip some sake and scoff some sushi and come unstuck in the guts late in the game? Was there something more serious? What's Dr. Voss analysing
here? Sorry, you're saying, well, he had some sushi and some sake and come unstuck in the guts is what you've said, Matt.
I was worried,
you're going to be your turn of phrase today. That's enormous.
I was worried.
Come unstuck in the guts.
I think he's okay.
And in our sights today, on the judiciary front, now we've got a whole lot here to deal with. Going all the way back to Tane Milne, like we didn't get a chance to have a crack at that.
We did on Saturdays in the Gong.
What's going on? What is seriously going on if that is a two match? I reckon if you canvassed anonymously every player in the game, they want this guy rubbed out for what happened there. I reckon every fan, I don't think you would find one person in the game who thinks 2 weeks is appropriate for that.
Even though there was no injury, there was clearly violent intent. I heard Matty Johns mention this last night, valid point. You know, Tane Milne is going to accept the same ban you'd imagine as Hamole Olakau'atu or Daly Cherry Evans for a totally accidental, dangerous throw. So it doesn't seem to balance out. Doesn't seem to have much parity there, does it? But I'm with you. If he'd got 6 to 8, if there was an injury, it would have been 12. But 6 to 8, I don't think too many people would have complained.
Six was the minimum for me. 6 weeks was the start point, and 6 weeks put him away. And then you had the brain snaps and things of Micah Sivo. Fair dinkum, Micah. Wow. Micah, I would have, with Micah Sivo, if I'm Brad Arthur, I say, mate, keys. You're not getting on. If they drove individually, I'm taking his keys off him. If it's on the team bus, I'm saying you don't have a seat. You've got to walk home. You walk home. That's your punishment. You've got to just send him off into the night, and he's got to somehow get home. because well, man,
rarely
they were still in it. They really? Were still in it. It was 20-18.
And to make matters worse, the bloke that he delivered that, you know, the grubby head rub elbow to the face to, Ruben Garrick, had the last laugh. 2 tries seals the game for Manly. And then post match, Brad Arthur and Clint Gutherson, captain and coach. Rarely do you see leaders of a club so scathing about a teammate, a clubmate. But they were disgusted in Micah, who was suspended at the start of the season, who had his suspension problems last year and said, no, no, we're going to be much better this year. Well, come on, Micah. Come
Should
on.
Should have walked home. Should have walked home. Another bus that's crashed is the Waratahs. It's pretty forlorn reading bottom of the table. Had that great win over the Crusaders previous week, and then the bye, and then couldn't quite back it up, albeit against great, good, you know, top quality company. But, you know, the bottom line is the table does not look flash. Now sitting second last are the AFL, Geelong proving themselves just the standout team, but the Swans and the Giants are nipping at their heels, but going to be very tough to topple Geelong. They are 7-0 to start the year. Latest victory over Carlton. So they look very good in the AFL. We're going to talk about the IPL cricket, where it has rained sixes over right across the weekend. There's games where there's been 25 and 30 sixes hit. Just incredible. So if you've been getting on that, the sports bet, the overs, you've just about paid off your house. And we'll talk about NBA playoffs. There is just so much sport. It is coming out of every part of us today.
Every
whatever bit you want
to ask along the cricket, along the cricket lines.
And we want you to join the conversation. Get on the Great Southern Bank open line right now, 1300 01 1170. It's Vossi and Matty Russell here on this Monday morning. Who are we here for? Who are we singing for? Matty Russell,
we are singing for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, you know where to go. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. And breakfast powered by Kubota. Mowers, tractors, land pride attachments, your one-stop shop for everything in terms of a good garden. Kubota, Vossi. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy this morning. It's Vossi and Matt Russell. We are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. What a great team. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Now, the weather today in Sydney, warm for this time of year. A top of 27 in the city, also 27 out west, partly cloudy, light wind, so very, very pleasant indeed. Enjoy the warm, dry conditions because the predictions are a little wetter later on in the week. And when it comes to our random location today, Andrew, for the weather, what about we go to Gundawindi? Not Gundawindi, Gundawindi.
Gundawindi.
Also, a low of 13, top of 27, great part of the world and home to the Gundawindi Grey Gunsin. But also, who else is Gundawindi home to, Vossi?
Well, David Armstrong, what a stunning debut. Scores on debut, played superb. I haven't looked at the Dally M's today, but he must have figured in the points. Great. Filling in for Caelan Ponga, fantastic. Lots of Reece Walsh reaction. We've got callers on the Great Southern Bank open line. On Reece Walsh, what about when kids were sidestepping at home and in the streets when Benji was at his height, plus the flick passes? I would agree with you about Walsh at the moment, but amongst the teenage Tiger supporters, Lachlan Galvin is creating excitement. Michael, were you there at Campbelltown the other night? I'm telling you, the majority, Tigers fans included, wanted to get their selfie on if the selfie is the barometer, Reece Walsh was 1, 2, 3 daylight next.
And you know what, Andrew? I mentioned it earlier. The Tigers ball boys, including David Clemmer's son Cooper, were getting photos with Reece Walsh. Now, David Armstrong, 6 Dally M votes, a perfect 3 from both judges. There you go.
Oh, sorry. So what was that? Who we had both? Judges,
yes both. So 6 points for David Armstrong.
Well
man
done,
of the match.
Dave Armstrong. How good? How good's that?
When was the last bloke to get the maximum points on
debut?
On debut.
Yeah, there's have to think about that. G'day, mate, and Vossi. Brian Fletcher has been saying the same about Reece for 12 months because it's the first time his daughters have cared for rugby league. That's from Jolie. And also this one from Andy D in Brisbane. Morning, fellas. Totally agree on the Walsh point. Listen to the crowd when he scores his second try against the Tigers. There are screams like a Swifty crowd. I've listened to it a few times. I'm an old fart. Loved league forever. Most exciting player I've seen. Looking at the best fullback ever, says Andy D. Bloke's 21, and he is lighting it up, and young fans love it. Let's go to the Great Southern Bank open line, Matty.
Yeah, Big G. Come on, what do you got for us, Big G? It's great to be at the desk while you've dialed in.
Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Very well.
Mate, just a couple of things, especially in relation to what happened last week that I noticed out of the Penrith and Cowboys game. First of all, the bunker, not getting involved in a disruptor. They get involved in everything else. But how Nanai didn't get pulled up for his disruptor when Toho knocked on, I can't understand. The second one, the independent doctor. How could he not get involved? Was it because there was only 10 minutes left that he didn't get involved in the Reece Robson, Ruben Cotto incident?
Okay, I'll have to think about that one. Yeah, okay. Well, he would have got it. Well, he would have watched it. He had to. Whether it's 1 minute, 20. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, both of them were cut open. I don't understand that one. And, I mean, we've seen players get taken off for less than what those two had done. And the third one, I helped the wife over the weekend with her market stall, and a couple of the other stallholders are Collingwood supporters. And in relation to the extra time, they both said, no, they want the draw.
Good feedback.
Well, Big G, I tell you what, I know that Brandy normally listens in each week to Graham Annesley's weekly football briefing. I do the same for the NRL Tonight duties. I will report back tomorrow regarding the North Queensland Penrith disruptor incident you've raised and the HIA involving Reece Robson. We'll see if that gets a mention today, Vossie.
Yeah. All right, then. Thank you for the call, Big G. Have a great day. We'll get to more calls on the Great Southern Bank open line in a moment, but we do need to go to the news. We're powered by Kubota. Tractors, mowers, Land Pride attachments. They got the gear, brothers.
Come on, come on.
Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. This morning you've got Vossie and Matt Russell, the ring-in. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Andrew, you raised the topic very early on. Has there been a more popular player in the game than Reece Walsh? And we're not talking about just now. Through the history of the game.
I'm talking everyone. Yeah, I'm talking the whole time.
Here's Adam from Camden. Adam has texted in. Boys, I couldn't wait to have my son. Buy him all the Tigers gear for 4 years. Watch every game with him. All for one day he returns from the shops with his mum with a Broncos number one jersey and a haircut like Reece Walsh. There you go.
Oh, wow. Well, he does say, after Saturday night having to watch him rub it into me about my Tigers, I showed him a picture of Clemmer and said, that's the next haircut.
That's good.
That's good parenting. That's parenting beautifully done. Beautifully done. No, look, I'm not saying it lightly. And I'm not just saying it to, you know, put it out there. I absolutely mean it. I've been around rugby league all my life, and I know myself as a kid, and I had heroes, you know, Larry Corowa, Bob McCarthy, all of it. I've been through the era of when suddenly Peter Sterling, Andrew Eddinghausen, Wayne Pearce, different profile for players, and in more recent times, sensational superstars. But I'm talking this bloke covers everyone. Everyone young is going to enjoy Reece Walsh, what he has to offer for the next 10 years. He can make so much money off the field, keep his nose clean, do his thing, have fun, and he does that in games, and then he loses his you-know-what from time to time. So, but he backs it up with talent. He's an incredible player to watch. Warrior-holic from Wellington. Let's bring in a New Zealand voice. Now, the Warriors did have Reece Walsh there for a little while. Warrior-holic. Good morning.
Yeah, that's why he might not be the most popular player over New Zealand here, but hey, all right, my theory on him is it's the generational thing that, you know, if Benji was playing today in the TikTok era, I think it'd be quite different because I look at my kids, mate, they've got no stickability on anything, much less a footy team. Whereas back in our day, you pretty much picked your team and you're stuck with them. So I think he's picked the perfect time, good looks, Instagram face, and perfect for TikTok. So I'd say he'll make a fair fortune.
And the nail polish, Warrior-holic, and the nail polish.
Oh, I think it'd be started, mate. But hey, I'm on the young fellas. On the young fellas. How good for the Warriors, Harold Matt's boys on the weekend. First ever time in the comp, and they win it. I don't think that's ever been done.
34-16 it was, Warrior-holic. I believe that's the first time a team has entered the Harold Matthews Cup and won it in their first year. And Lennox Tuiloma scored two tries. He's a ball-playing lock, Lennox Tuiloma, so a youngster to watch. I don't suppose, Warrior-holic, you know anything about Lennox Tuiloma, do you?
Yeah, mate, he actually scored a bunch of those tries this year. He's a very powerful unit, and he's quite small for a lock. I'm really hoping he fills out the young hooker we've got, then we stole a halfback from the Knights mid-season. He's another Reece Walsh in the making. Man, he's got some wheels, that young fella. So,
how good is this?
There's a couple to come for the Warriors. But, Caelan Ponga get 6 points in the weekend?
It's Caelan Ponga, did he get 6 points? No, I think David Armstrong. Good on you, Warriorholic. Thank you for the call, my friend. And great news, and certainly praise well-deserved for the young Warriors and what the Warriors are doing now. I've said before, Andrew McFadden is a key component of the Warriors organisation these ways. Pathways, coaching coaches.
Yes.
He has found his spot in rugby league, and he's done great things in a short space of time.
Cappy McFadden, he's been there as a head coach. He was great to deal with in that role, came back to Australia, back to the Warriors. And it must be said, Andrew, their pathways, their lower grades, was a bit piecemeal for a while due to a number of circumstances. But Cameron George and the team have really worked hard to set up the Warriors like the Australian clubs are now. And seeing the Warriors' Harold Matthews team win in the first season, fantastic for the New Zealand club. Outstanding. Okay.
Bob on the text has a couple of things. Agree with you, Vossie Walsh is an absolute publicity machine. And going out on a limb here, you heard it first. Drum roll. Nico will be our new number six for the Blues. Amen. Nico Hines playing six for New South Wales, according to Bob. We'll take a quick break. All the sport, an update in a moment for Glow Fire Pits right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Maddie Russell. Monday morning, so much to talk about. Give us a call on the Great Southern Bank. Open line 1300 01 1170. Loving the text coming in at 17 to 7 here on Breakfast with Vossie and Matty Russell. Panthers fan here. Don't worry about Taylor Swift. Rugby league has Reece Walsh. G'day, fellas. My mum was in love with Lord Ted Goodwin, says the red man.
There
back
you
in
go.
The day. Lord Teddy. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. Just blow your ears out with, or surround sound, the breakfast show. How good. Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater Homes Mortgage Fund up to $1,500 a month off your home loan for 2 years. T's and C's apply. Now, sports update. And I know you want to start with the LIV Golf, Matty. We rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits. You want a fire pit? Glow Fire Pits are the one. LIV Golf, Matty, another successful weekend.
I love a Glow Fire Pit, and I was flicking between the footy and LIV Golf yesterday, where Brendan Steele picked up the $4 million as the individual winner. He had a final round, 4-under-68, 18-under for the tournament to beat Louis Oosthuizen by a shot. Matt Jones, the leading Aussie, 4 shots off the pace. The real excitement came in the team's playoff. It went to a playoff for the first time. A second playoff hole required. Cam Smith, Mark Leishman. The Aussie team, known as the Rippers, got the job done against the South African, the South Africans, and it was a great result. Boy, the crowd. They didn't actually behave themselves like a normal golf crowd, Andrew, but we should be used to that in LIV Golf.
There is an absolute leave pass to carry on like lunatics, to be quite honest. AFL, just from last night, Sydney Swans, big winners over Hawthorn, 18-10, 118 to the Hawks, 5-12-42. The other big result from the weekend, Geelong just stamping their authority on the competition. They are 7-0, win over Carlton, who have been in very good form, 118 to 105. And the GWS Giants, as we reported on Friday morning, way too good on Thursday night for Brisbane, 113 to 59. So the Sydney teams are 2-3 on the AFL ladder.
Vossie, we lamented Tottenham's loss in the Premier League overnight. Arsenal too good, 3-2 after leading 3-0 after 38 minutes. That was the result for Ange Postecoglou and Tottenham. Man City 2-0 over Nottingham Forest. Bournemouth 3-0 at home against Brighton. The ladder with the Gunners on 80 points, a point ahead of Man City. Tottenham now are 7 points adrift of the top four. Spurs take on Chelsea early Friday morning.
And Super Rugby from the weekend. Waratahs went down 38-22 to the Chiefs. Great win for the Brumbies, 27-19 over the competition leaders, the Hurricanes. Blues 41 over the Reds, 34. Rebels 39-0 loss to Crusaders. And Force Highlanders. Gee, does anyone want to talk about this game? 7-6 was the scoreline. Just the one try. A couple of penalty goals kicked in there. Giddy up. Wow.
Well done to the Waratahs women. Too good for the Fijiana Drua in the women's rugby final. A-League, Sydney FC, 7-1. That's right, 7-1 against Perth Glory. MacArthur lost 3-0 to Wellington. That was in New Zealand. The Wanderers came from 2-0 down to beat Victory 4-3, but were eliminated from the finals because Melbourne City won last night 1-0. So bad luck, Wanderers fans. Mariners will play Adelaide on Wednesday. A win or a draw will secure them the minor premiership.
We have NBA news and LeBron James. LA Lakers still in contention. They were on the brink of making an exit yesterday, but they beat the Denver Nuggets to keep the series alive. They were down 3-0, so back to 3-1.
He had 30 points, LeBron. 30 points.
Yeah, 30 points from LeBron James. So well done, LeBron, in the NBA. Have you been following the NFL draft?
No, Andrew, I haven't. No, the book's full before I arrive there.
Did you at least see a picture of those watching the draft? Like, was that from outdoors? Like, it's an outdoor screens or something. It looked like literally hundreds of thousands of people. Like, just packed in watching the draft. Was quite amazing. Melbourne-born punter Torrey Taylor drafted in the fourth round, the 122nd pick by the Bears. The Chicago Bears took the USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the number one pick. That from the NFL draft. But just the interest in it is just mind-blowing. It's huge. Humongous.
Plenty of interest in Rafa Nadal, and there has been for a long, long time. Vossi, he took revenge on Alex Diminor, beating the Aussie in straight sets. And what about the pronunciation? Is it Casper Ruud, who became the first player to 30 wins? You're the pronunciation specialist. You can often put on the accents as well. Give me Casper Ruud's name, as it should be said.
We don't do voices, and we don't do dress-ups. Apart from Brett Arthur and Max Verstappen.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
We put a little accent on, but we don't. Normally, rule of thumb is no dress-ups, no accents. And we have been here for Glow Fire Pits with this fabulous sports update. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. glowheating.com.au. And for Bailey Ladders, let's do that right now. They are the best. If you haven't got a Bailey ladder, a platform ladder, you are just not doing yourself a favour. Safety is paramount. Get yourself Bailey Ladders. The ladder in the NRL has Sharks and Storm on 14, Panthers on 12, Sea Eagles 11, Broncos, Dolphins 10, Roosters 8. The team that is 8th is the Who Let the Dogs Out? Bulldogs are 8th on 8. And then Cowboys, Raiders, Dragons on 8. Warriors 7 on their 12th position. Knights 6, Eels 6, Tigers 6, Titans and Rabbitohs bottom of the table on 4. Yes, Bulldogs are 8th on the ladder.
All morning.
After the shellacking the Raiders copped.
I'm just going to keep asking you, Andrew, who's in 8th? Hoping that I hear more of this. Come on, give it again. Come on.
Who let the dogs out? I just
morning.
Want the Dogs fans to come on and glow. You got to celebrate when you've been with a battling club. When you get this little glimmer, it's like the Tigers 2 wins the other week.
Yeah.
Suddenly the text line was alive with positivity and beautiful romantic messages. Bulldogs fans, Bakes has come on. He said, yeah, giddy up, the Dogs. We're getting a few texts coming through now. Up the Dogs. Yes, exactly. Get your grand final tickets, Bulldogs fans.
Get excited about Saturday. Tigers, Dogs. Dogs, Tigers. Yeah.
Well, we'll do plenty. We better get a dog on the program later this week, a Bulldogs or someone. Someone. Maybe
in great
Throwback Thursday, we get an old Bulldog on this week to talk about the great days, the halcyon days. The walk down memory lane a moment, Matty. I saw you working on this earlier this morning. You've got some good ones for us. Is that correct?
No, I don't. You've got to provide.
But we're going to take a break. Well, you've got 5 minutes to get some really good stuff.
On this day, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's the best on this day that we've had since Friday.
Yeah, right. Give yourself
no,
a
No, it's really good. It's really good.
9:30 to 7, Monday morning. Patton Heels, not too far away, also on the program. We're going to land man on the moon after 7 o'clock, and we'll see how that floats. Stay with us. Monday morning, Home of Sport, SEN.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Got it! What a catch!
This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
He's
on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, on this day.
On this day, April 29, 1770, Vossi, Captain James Cook made his first landing in Australia at Botany Bay. A few years later, 1992, riots in Los Angeles begin following the acquittal of police officers charged with excessive force in the beating of Rodney King. Over the next 3 days, 63 people are killed and hundreds of buildings destroyed.
Matty, we go from the serious to even more serious. 1995, on this day, the longest sausage ever at 28.77 miles is made in Kitchener, Ontario. 28.77 miles, a sausage?
That's a long sausage.
That's cap. That's not right. That's cap. Brooksy wrote this, didn't he? That Brooks, Illawarra Steeler.
He's shaking his head. He's looking disgusted that you've
slurred his name. It's all true. Kitchener, Ontario, gents.
Happy anniversary, Andrew, to the Prince of Wales and Kate Middleton, married in 2011. So what's that? Their 13th wedding anniversary today.
Splendid. Canadian 2016, Canadian musician Drake releases Views, his fourth studio album. Giddy up. I don't think it works. Why'd we even put that in? Seriously. 2018, The Simpsons aired its 636th episode, passing Gunsmoke as the longest running show in the US. There you go.
Gunsmoke, there's a good one. Now, birthdays. Willie Nelson, 91. He was born in 1933, and 5 years later, 1938, Bernie Madoff, the Ponzi schemer.
You know who's 70 today? Oh, according to this, Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 today. I would have picked him as 70. Would not have picked him as 70. Born in Brooklyn, New York, on this day in 1954.
I would have gone 62.
I'd go early 60s. Yeah. I would have gone 70. That surprises me. That might be cap as well.
Now, an actor, 1957, Daniel Day-Lewis, having a birthday today, as is a great bit of cricket parlance here, having a Michelle Pfeiffer, 1958. Happy birthday, Michelle.
All right, 1970 birthdays for actress Uma Thurman and tennis star Andre Agassi. But for music to take us up to the news here on Breakfast with Vossie and Maddie Russell this morning here on 1170 SEN, Aretha Franklin released her single Respect on this day in 1967, written by Otis Redding, Billboard Song of the Year from 1967.